I've told you this before, but I have only, I think, told you this once. We have the words up on the screen. One of the reasons why we have the words up on the screen is because if you don't have a New King James Bible, I want you to be able to read and follow us word for word. Does that make sense? But the other thing I want you to do is I want you to get a New King James Bible that you can be reading in your Bible with us. It's important and helpful for us to have these verses on the screen, but we can get away from an old school. How many know everything old school is not bad? You could say amen to this. You know, just like there's things that are new that, you know what, that we need to recognize, wow, that's a good thing. You know what I mean? It's kind of cool when I'm in, you know what, in line at the bank, waiting, that I can just pull out my phone and read the Bible. Amen?
Amen.
That's a blessing, right? But there's something really cool about the old school Bible like this that is really good to use to study. And so I want to value that as a church, and I want you to not just read it on the screen, but if you get an opportunity, I'd really like for you to turn to these passages of Scripture because it just helps in our study. We've been talking about God's word and your power. And I want you to make a correlation between God's word and how that can affect your life in getting things done. How many of you are old enough to recognize that if all you are doing is trying to get things done in your own power, in your own strength, in your own intellect, you're going to be limited to what God is going to do? Amen. You know what? You come on over to my house, and if you say, wow, Pastor Drew, you really have a nice house, I'll say, amen, I do. And God has blessed me in that. Before I owned that house, God spoke to Tamara and I, and God had spoke to us and said, you need to invest in the stock market. And we didn't have a lot of money, but we were going to be obedient to what God was going to do. And I kept on seeing the stock market rise and rise and rise. And there were certain stocks that I was interested in, and they kept on getting higher. And I kept on thinking, man, you're blowing it. But the Holy Spirit said, nope, don't invest in any of those stocks. And I knew that there was something else coming that was going to be more profitable. So I just waited. How many know, be anxious for what?
Nothing.
Nothing. And so I just waited. And then the Holy Spirit revealed to me what stock we would invest in. Well, how did he do that? Well, my sheep know my voice. Isn't that what the Bible says? And you know what? And not that we can't miss it. How many know we can miss it sometimes? How many ever missed it sometime? But don't let that intimidate you. Don't let Satan lie to you and say, see, you can't hear from. No, you can hear God. My sheep know my voice, the Bible says. So, but when the Holy Spirit spoke to me and ministered to me, you know what? I asked my wife, and I said, honey, you know, because she knew I don't do things on my own. We are together. We're a team. Amen. And so, I told her, hey, this is what I think. And I was studying it out. And she said, yeah, I think so too. And then, but I kept on waiting and waiting and waiting. And then when we had this opportunity, somebody we didn't even know, again, didn't even come on over to talk about stocks. But I heard the Holy Spirit say, ask him. Ask him about a stock. Ask him if he was going to invest, what he would invest in. And as soon as I asked him that, he came right away and said, here's what I'd do. I will get as much money as you could, and I'd put it all in that. And I heard the Holy Spirit inside me say, that's what I've been waiting for. But how many know we can miss it sometimes? And so I asked my wife, and I said, hey, you know what, honey, what do you think? You know, Tamara and I believe that we hear from God, but guys, show me the outdoor project again, the new one. But when we went down to the designers, can you show me the old one first? In my spirit, I just thought, that's not what I'm sensing. You say, well, what were you sensing? I didn't know. How many know when Abraham was told to go, God didn't tell him where to go? He just told him, pick up your stuff and leave. And you feel like, well, I don't know what to do. I just knew that wasn't what we were called to do. Amen. So what do? You act on what you know. Amen. See, we want it written in the sky. Amen. And be careful that you're not like Gideon. You know what I mean? And you throw a fleece down. You are not to be led by outward circumstances. It trips me out how many Christians will pray, God, you know what? If I'm supposed to, you know what, marry her, you know what? Make it sunny tomorrow. Can I tell you what? That's not what you're supposed to be doing. Amen? You're supposed to be led by your spirit, by the spirit that God put his spirit inside you to be able to communicate to you that you would be able to not be deceived. Amen? See, for we walk by faith, not by sight. Is that not right? How many here today? How many here today? I know you're sitting there. How many are here today? How many recognize, man, I got to connect with Pastor Drew. I can't just be, you know, just whatever. No. Somebody connect with me. Amen? You got to hear what God is saying. And so I didn't know. I didn't go down there and say, ooh, or do it like this. And you know what? But Tamara and I didn't go alone. Why? Because we don't know everything. Amen? And so we took some people with us. We took Auntie Norma. Why? Because she's sharp. Amen? She's sharp. I took Tamara. Amen? How many know why I took Tamara? Yeah, she's sharp and pretty. Amen? Come on, say amen to this. Amen? And we took Brian and Arlene. Why? Because I wanted them there. Because they are invested in this church. They care about this church. They have a heart for not only what's going to take place in their life, but what's going to take place beyond their life. Can you say amen?
Amen to that. Come on, preach.
You know what? And we didn't know. We're like, and it just wasn't connecting. And then the architect said, he said, well, maybe you'd like to do like a steel building. I was like, steel, man, that's going to look like a, you ever see these, steel buildings? They look like barns, you know what I mean? Oh, man, I don't want no funky barn looking thing. Amen. And somebody said, well, you know what? What might that you know, somebody asked, well, what would that look like? Because I think I said, I don't want no funky barn looking thing. And because I don't know. You know what I mean? Because see, here's the thing. Here's the thing. We don't know everything. Amen. But see, faith said, that ain't it. See, you think that's kind of simplistic because of what you see now. But let me tell you what, that was that if we built that, that'd be a lot better than what we have now. Amen. So I said, you know what? What might that look like? Because I don't know. And then he showed us what it might look like. He said, well, here's some things that we did. And we were like, oh, man, that don't look like a barn. That looks something. You know what? And then when we were talking about this, I've told you this already, but I'm reiterating. How many know repetition is the motor of learning? And so he had built this, and he said, well, you know what? This would be so much. You might want to build that a little smaller. And then he had it way smaller. I said, no, he had over 300,000 square foot and then like 250 square foot and then 200 square foot. No, I mean, 2,000, 250, and 3,000 square foot. About that. And actually, I think the smaller one was only like 1,600 square foot, which was much cheaper. Same design, but just smaller in scale. And I said, that one's too small. I'll take the middle one. And then when I got home, the Holy Spirit said, don't take that middle one. You know, you're going to take that middle one because you are too busy looking at the price. How many know faith pleases God? And I called the guy back and I said, hey, don't draw this thing up with the little one. Draw it up with the big one because that's what we're going to need. Amen. Amen. So this guy said, he wrote, and in my spirit, I heard the Holy Spirit say, see, that's how he communicates. And I heard the Holy Spirit say, in here, ask him what he'd invest in. And he wrote the ticker symbol down, and I'll never forget this. He turned it like, he wrote it where he could read it, and then he flipped it around and pushed it towards me and said, buy as much of that as you can. What'd you do? I heard the Holy Spirit say, that's what you've been waiting for. And then at night, when this guy left, I said, hey, honey, I thought that I heard the Holy Spirit say, that's what he's waiting for on this stock. And she said, that's exactly what I'm hearing God say. How many know two people can be wrong also? Amen. And so we bought that stock. We didn't have a lot of money, but we bought as much as we could buy. And then the stock, it was on the NASDAQ, and I bought it for like $1.27, something like that, $1.32, something like that. And then it started going down. And then, so what did you do? I bought some more when it went down. Amen. And then it got taken off the NASDAQ. Well, when a stock is taken off an exchange, it's not a good sign. But then it got put back on. And then it started going up. And then it went up some more. And then it went up some more. And then it went up some more and some more. And some more, 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 and some more. And then it went up some more, and some more, and some more, and some more. And then I sold it. I never forget. Because at the time, you know, you can just buy stocks on your computer. But at the time, I didn't even know how to do that. I found out there was a guy who a business just right up the street, and they sold stock, and I went in there, and I bought that stock from this guy, and then when I sold it, I didn't know, so I called the guy up and I said, "Hey, remember that stock I bought a while back?" I said, "I want to sell it," and he looked at that stock, and he said, "This I'll never forget." He said, "Wow, you did pretty good on that stock, huh?" Yeah, I did. See, Pastor, what are you talking about tonight? Here's what I'm talking about. I'm talking about living a life beyond your ability. Amen. And that's the life. You know, that, listen, this ain't just me. This is for any of us. I remember times raising, you know what, our kids. Amen? You ever had your kid lie to you before? Hello, somebody. You said, "Pastor, which of your kids lied?" None of your bizwax. Amen? It's not while I'm telling you that story. But I, you know what? I remember Tamara going into somebody's room, and she knew. This ain't going on. And her just digging the truth right out. Who told her that? Holy Spirit told her that. Amen?
Amen.
See, you're not called to live this life by yourself.
Right.
On your own abilities. Amen. Does this make sense?
Oh, good sense.
So, we left off Romans chapter 3. Verses 3, Romans chapter 3, verses 3 and 4. See, God's word is your power. Did you hear me? God's word to Tamara and I on that stock was our power. Okay, I was going to read that, but they changed it too fast. Sorry. They changed that thing too fast. Okay. A rose by any other name is still a rose. Amen? Is that not right? For what if some did not believe? Would their unbelief make the faithfulness of God without effect? You know what? When God spoke to Tamara and said, "That's the stock, that's what we're waiting for." Listen. Everybody in the first row, everybody in the second row, everybody in the third row, everybody in the fourth row, everybody in the fifth row, everybody in the sixth row, everybody in the seventh row, everybody on this side and everybody on this side could have disagreed and said, "You know, Pastor Drew, that would be dumb. Don't you know, you know, you're not supposed to put all your eggs in one basket? Haven't you, don't you know anything about financially? You know, you need to diversify." Amen? Well, see, we need to get this way. We need to make sure that we put God's word above anybody else's word.
Amen.
Amen. See, if I would have gone to that stock, I didn't ask that stock market guy what he thought. I didn't go in there and say, "Hey, I got this much money. What should I do with it?" He would have said, "Oh, well, you need to put that in a mutual fund, and you'll have all these really smart guys, way smarter than you, and they'll diversify in all kinds of things, and you'll grow your money. And you'll be able to buy a nice house for your family." How many know if I would have put that money in a mutual fund, I wouldn't be living in a nice house for my family? I'm just telling you, it wouldn't happen. Amen. Thank you. With a pool. Amen. And a jacuzzi, amen. And a barn, amen. And a basement, amen.
Oh, there it is. Come on.
Amen. I cut down the treehouse. Amen. Sorry. I didn't cut down the tree, just the treehouse. See, what's my point? You know what? I don't care. It doesn't. We need to rely on what God is speaking to us. Amen. What if these all people don't believe? It doesn't make no difference. Certainly not. Let God be true. You see that word. I've taught you this before. Everybody say let. Everybody say let five times. Let. Let is an indication of your will. God will not force himself on you. He says it's up to you to let my word be right in your life. Let God be true and every man a liar. Every expert. How many know you get no more expert than God? Amen. I said, how many know you get no more expert than God? See, that expert, you're exalting somebody else's word. Don't exalt what they think. Exalt what God thinks. Amen. I can't tell you. I've had people, and it might be you. I've had people tell me that as they are going to their friends that are financial, you know what, whatever, financial people, that their friends tell them that they shouldn't tithe because they're too in debt. Oh, okay. All right. Yeah, right. Some of them claim to be Christians. Well, what do you tell them? I'll say, you know what? That is a financial advisor that you need to run from. Amen? Amen. I mean, no, God's word is good. Turn to guys in the back. Go to Psalms. First Psalm. Just right out of the start. Look what it says. Bless is the man. How many want to be blessed? Blessed the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the path of the sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law he meditates on it day and night. See, I'm not going to listen to that financial advisor. Why? Because they called themselves a Christian. Yeah, amen. And at, you know what? And Halloween, you're going to have people come up and they're going to, you know what, be dressed as bears and lions and giraffes. You know what? How many know you're not fooled by that? Amen. Don't be fooled by the exterior. You know what? This doesn't make, you know what? You've got to rightfully divide the word of truth, and you've got to make judgments, and you've got to recognize, and yeah, but they're smart. They're not smarter than God. Amen. Amen. And you'd be smart to not, watch this, you'd be smart to not bless a man who walks not in the counsel. Don't walk in their counsel. Don't do what they tell you to do. Amen. Look what it says. Don't walk in the counsel of the godly, nor stand in the path of a sinner, nor sit in the seat of the scornful. Look what it says. Don't walk, don't stand, and don't sit. Don't walk, don't stand, and don't sit around these people. Amen. Why? Because they're going to give you counsel. Amen. Happens with relationships all the time. Well, you ought to just dump him. You know what I mean? You ought to just leave him. Well, you ought to just leave her. Well, you ought to just tell her. Well, you know, you ought to. Listen. You're listening to people who are telling you opposite in what God is saying. They don't got no wisdom. They don't know. They're not smarter than God. And you're going to follow them in their foolishness. Amen.
Amen. Come on.
Yeah, but they said, whoa, 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 whoa. Show me the verse. Show it to me. You know, you got, and then they'll start talking about just foolishness. Well, you know what? You wanna walk in wisdom. You don't walk in wisdom. This is wisdom. Amen. I said, this is wisdom. I said, this is wisdom. This is wisdom. You're gonna act like, you know what? Well, you know, you don't wanna get out of balance. And all they're talking about is a bunch of doubt and fear and unbelief and stuff that goes against the word of God. And I'm telling you what, you are not going to be blessed by following these people. You ought to, you know, if you're sitting at their council, get up. If you're standing around them, walk away. Amen. Amen. If you're in their path, far away. See, that's the man who's blessed. He says, no, I ain't going to listen to you. Mm-mm, that's not where I'm going.
That's right.
Amen. Well, you know what? You shouldn't be spending so much time at church. You know what I mean? Amen. Well, you know what? All this just foolishness. After all, you know what? You're getting, you know, you're 30, 34 now. You know, you're a little too picky and who you ought to open up. You know what? There are a lot of fish out there. You know what I mean? I think you don't want, and there's that, you know what? And that guy keeps on wanting. No. That guy doesn't love God.
That's right. Come on, hit it.
Amen. You know what? You don't want, you ain't getting any younger. You know what I mean? Ooh, da, boo, boo, doo, and all this. All this junk. And you're gonna follow their counsel. You know what? And you are going to cut yourself off from the blessings of God. I said you're going to cut yourself off from the blessings of God. Because you cannot, you listen to me, you cannot be disobedient to God and get to his blessing. It's impossible to do that. Amen. It's impossible to do that. You can't get, you know what, I can't go to Der Wiener Schnitzel and get a pizza, amen? Does that make sense? You can go to In-N-Out. You know, ooh, what do you want? Well, I want a chimichanga.
Oh,
okay, well, tough, amen? Come on, how many know this is simplistic?
Yeah,
if you want to be blessed, you better not sit at their counsel. Get away from their counsel. They're not telling you good advice. And just you know, by the way, you know what? You can find more than one person who will agree with those people. Amen? You know what I found? Almost all the time, the majority is wrong. Amen? How many know misery loves company? How many know misery loves company? How many birds of a feather, come on, somebody help me out on this, flock together? Amen? And so you need to go over here. Oh, yeah, this person says, you know what, I need to get out of debt before I tithe. You know, this person says, I need to get out of debt before I tithe. And this person, I need to get out of debt before I tithe. Oh, you know what I mean? This is just not smart. Can I tell you what's not smart? Two things. It's not smart to be disobedient to what God tells you to do, number one. And number two, it's not smart to keep on listening to those people that are coming against the word of God. Amen. I tell the interns, I tell parents of young people, I said, listen, The smartest thing you could do is get your kids in the intern program. Because let me tell you what. You take your child and you throw them at the university. Oh, I'm telling you, this is a good sermon. Hey, can I take some time to talk about the universities in America? I said, can I take some time to talk about this? Can I educate you? You talk about sitting at the seat of the scornful. Oh my goodness. And what is motivating you to push your child to go to college? Money. Let's follow this. Did somebody come to hear the truth today? Money. Yeah, but I heard that if you take somebody who graduated from high school and you take somebody who graduated from college, that person that graduated from college, over a course of time, their lifetime, will make 3 times more than that person in high school. How many have heard that? Something like that. Can I ask you a question? Where'd you hear that from? Come on, somebody. What study did you hear that from? Who ran that study? I'm telling you what. Most people have no idea where they heard that, but they just regurgitate, you know what, something that isn't even, they don't even know it, and they're going to act like they know it. And two, you know what, most of those studies, guess where they derive out of? The universities. Amen. Pastor, you're saying we're not supposed to go to college? Listen, no, you missed what I'm saying. You do whatever the Holy Spirit's telling you to do. But I will tell you this. You put your child in our intern program for 1 year. And in 5 years, I guarantee you, that child who spent 1 year right here next to their pastor will be in a better spiritual place for sure. Please understand this. You are not going to prosper beyond what your soul prospers. Pastor, where'd you get that? The Bible. Amen. The Bible. You know, and even if you know, what does it gain if you gain the whole world? So you send your child to the university and they graduate there. And even if, you know what, they make $400,000 a year, you know what I mean? They'll be in debt a ton of money, amen. I said they'll be in debt a ton of money, amen. It's ridiculous. Universities are going, you know what, just going 8 times what inflation is going. And continue to go that direction. And I just say, hey, what's the Holy Spirit saying? Amen. But I tell you what, I would not send my child to a university until they get their head screwed on straight. Amen. I'm going to send them to the cesspool of ungodliness. Hallelujah. Amen. And you judge your motivation. Because I believe for most Christian parents, they think, get this out of your head. Prosperity doesn't equal money. Money doesn't equal prosperity. This is a ungodly. Pastor, are you saying, listen to me very carefully. Man, this is good teaching. Amen. I'm glad they came today. Listen, poverty doesn't equal spirituality. Amen. We need to stop judging things on the outward appearance. Amen. Let's just serve God and follow God and seek ye first the kingdom of heaven and his righteousness and understand, God, if we do that, God is going to take care of us. Amen. That's what Jesus taught. Amen? Amen. Bunch of people think, ooh, that's wrong for you to say that. Oh, my goodness, I'm just quoting Jesus. There's nothing wrong with quoting Jesus. God will take care of us in every single aspect if we seek him first and the kingdom of God. Amen? Amen. Hallelujah. But how are you going to do that? Well, here's how you're going to do it. You've got to seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. You've got to draw close to God. You have to. See, watch this. Go back to Psalm. Chapter 1. Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, or stands in the path of the sinners, nor sits in the seat of scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law he meditates day and night. He meditates day and night. Somebody say he meditates day and night. Everybody say he meditates day and night. 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 He's thinking, no. Oh, yeah, I'm single, but goodness and mercy follow me all the days of my life. Amen? Amen. No. No, God is going to give me the desires of my heart as I delight myself in the Lord. Amen? I'm just going to focus on Jesus. You know what? And that prince is coming my way. Amen? That princess is coming my way. I'm not gonna have to work it and figure it out and put a square peg. Y'all know how you can put a square peg in a round hole, right? You just get a big enough hammer and that thing will go through. Some of you know what? You're dating somebody, you have no business dating, and you're like, man, no. How you doing it? They are a Christian. No, they're not. Amen. No, they are. No, they're not. No, they are. No, they're not. Amen. And after, you know what? You've been dating them for, 3 years. And then they're going to be engaged to you. And then they'll be engaged for another 6 years. Amen. But, let me tell you what. But, you know what? They will, you know what, want to get an apartment with you. Pastor, why are you doing that little L thing? Because let me tell you what. You know what? I hope rent is cheap in that apartment because you won't be paying for the rent. Amen? Amen? No, you can get it done. You can justify anything. Justify why, you know what, you are spending all your money on yourself. You are not, listen, nobody in this room is called to spend all their money on themselves. We are all called to be tithers and givers and 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 tithers and givers. And if all of us would just get in the game, and whether it's being selfish with our finances or whether it's dating, those are the two things that most people get messed up in, but it can be unforgiveness or whatever. No. And here's the thing. When that gentleman slipped that ticker symbol over, you know what? Why in the world, as I heard the Holy Spirit, What am I doing? I'm meditating on goodness. I'm meditating day and night. You know what? When Tamara, when we were in Newport Beach, and her friend said, you know what? You know what? Drewby is the luckiest guy I know. Why? Well, how does an unchristian, how does she describe a blessed Christian? They're lucky. Amen. Oh, dude, I was lucky. Amen. I remember there was a young lady, and she came through my line, and I knew her, and she said, and I said, how's it going? She said, oh, it's going great. I just got a one-bedroom apartment. Listen to this story. A one-bedroom apartment just across the street for $500. And I thought, what did I think? I thought, man, me too. Amen. That was my mentality. My mentality is me too. Amen. If you're blessed, I'm going to get in that line. Amen. No, me too. And when you're blessed, I'm not jealous of you. Amen. Because I'm thinking, I'm in that line too. Amen. Praise God. Be blessed. I'm going to be blessed too. Amen. And all the blessings, I'm just up. You know what? So she said, I thought, me too. Amen. I was a tither. I was a giver. You know what? And I thought, me too. And I said, hey, does he have another one of those places? And she said, actually, I saw the owner working. He don't have one bedroom, but he has a bachelor place right behind. And I think he's working on that. I think he just lost a tenant. I thought, me too. See, you know why I asked her that? Listen, faith pleases God. And I'm, listen, you ain't going to have, you know, why do I have that faith? Because I'm meditating on it day and night, day and night. I'm thinking, no. I'm blessed of the Lord. I'm highly favored. I'm the head, not the tail. I'm above, not beneath. Amen. That's who I am. That's my heritage. Amen. That's what I'm thinking. Why am I thinking that way? Come, I'm not seated by these negative, some even believers. Oh, well, you know what? You know what? And they'll just talk about all this curse and death and negative. Like, yuck, amen. I'm not going to have lunch with you, amen. I don't want to have lunch with you. And so when she said that, and I thought, yeah. So, you know what? After I got off work, I went across the street. Sure enough, the owner was there working on painting my bachelor place. Amen. And I said, hey, and he said, oh my goodness, you know, the last person who was here, they, you know what, they were drunk and they, you know, and they teared up the walls and all this. I said, oh, praise God. I'm a Life Bible College student. Was he Christian? I don't even think he was a Christian, but I was like, hey, I don't drink. I don't smoke. You know what? I'm telling you, I'm going to be a good tenant. You're going to love me. And he looked at me and said, well, I tell you what, I'll give it to you for $250 a month. How many know what I'm believing? I said, well, could I have it for 200? Are you crazy? Yeah, kind of crazy. Crazy meditating on the blessings of God. Amen. No, understand this. In the kingdom, things are not fair. Things are tipped towards covenant people, of which I am. But you're not going to have that confidence. You're going to think what most even Christians would think. Oh, man. They'll watch that person walk out the door, and they'll think, oh, man. Why didn't that happen to me? And the whole time, all I did, you know why I asked her? Because I am expecting favor every day of my life. You know why I asked him for 200 instead of 250? Because I anticipated he'd say yes. You know what he said? He said, okay. I was like, okay, praise the Lord. Amen. See, listen, you gotta separate yourself from these naysayers. These people who don't have faith, don't put their trust in God. Oh yeah, the Bible says that, but we know we have to be in balance. That ain't balance. That's foolishness. Let God be true. Let. Amen. How many got something out of that tonight? Oh.